Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Cobos Q, 2012 Rusk, downtown, as we get ready for parade day here as we celebrate our Houston Astros' second world championship. Joining us right now, a guy who's got a few of his own. He's got a few rings of his own. Roger Clemens right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Raj, you've been here. You've done this. What's it like for these guys today? I mean, it's just a couple of days after, right, after they won. Usually you'll wait 3-4 days before the parade. What's it like for these guys right now?
Well, hopefully some are good and they recover fast if they had a little too much champagne in the locker room. But hopefully they're recovering fast. And, you know, it's a big week in Houston with the PGA coming in, everything going on. So they circled back pretty quick. I think everything's kind of all the stars, if you will, are aligning. And but it's a great feeling. I mean, like I said, I think when you watch the guys celebrate, what you have flashbacks of going all the way back in mid-February when you're on a backfield in spring training, taking ground balls, covering first base, working on your double plays, doing your sprints, the work you do in the weight room. I mean, you just have a little, you know, you have to go all the way back. Sometimes you have to look back. I always tell people the only time you look back or look in the rearview mirror is just to see how far you come, and that's what you do, man. And when you have a world champion season like this, there's nothing like it. The Astros, our boys are, you know, again, they went through some hard times, you know, losing over 100 games 3 years in a row, and now they've become, set themselves up for a dynasty and you know, positioned themselves to be in a game like this, like a game six, which was just a fantastic ball game. I mean, it was just a great game. I mean, so that's what you kind of think about. You reminisce, you take a little time to look back on all the work you put in, and then you feel like it paid off.
What's it like in the losers' locker room?
Well, it was just a body blow, man. I mean, you know, they had a Robbie Thompson, probably, you know, told them about how, you know, great year they were. They were dead in the water so many times, and then to just to get through the playoffs like they did, what a great run they had. So, but you know, like I said, that was a huge blow. I mean, it was a great game until, you know, Robbie tried to, you know, he pulled Wheeler out of there, and you know, went for, you know, Alvarado again, and that's a big time matchup right there. And you have to go back to when he hit him with bases loaded, so you know he's not going to come in. And like I told you guys a few shows ago, Alvarado, he relies on velocity, he relies on speed instead of location. And you add that along with Jordan, you know, when he was in that situation, he's coming up, I was thinking about, man, I hope he's not too technical with all the stuff we've been hearing about how he's been, you know, taking extra batting practice before BP and after BP and right before the game. And, man, he just lit into that ball. He absolutely roasted it. He got his foot down on time and ran into one. So that was a huge blow, obviously, and the roof came off at Minute Maid.
What if Joe Torre comes after you 70 pitches in to an elimination game? What are you going to tell him when he comes out to the mound?
Thanks, Skip. You know, let's go get him.
Yeah, that's tough, especially when you have an extra day's rest too. So, you know, he relies on, you know, Joe was a fantastic manager. He obviously, we had an all-star at every position, but he handled our personalities fantastic. and he handled the media too in a media-driven town. But yeah, he was always important. Would you look at him? I remember one of our pitchers. I won't mention his name. He went out there in a crucial game in the World Series, and he said, "What do you?" He goes, "You got this guy." And our pitcher said, "I think so." And he goes, "No, nope, that's not what I want to hear." And he went right to the bullpen. So he didn't want to hear anybody saying thanks. He thinks so. So I would tell him, "I'm good. Let me start eating outs for you one out at a time here. Even if I get in a jam, you know, we'll work our way through it. I might pitch around a guy." But that's the matchup you want. It was just not a good matchup at the time because our guys were ready for it.
You saw Nolan Ryan's documentary. I love when the manager came out to get him. And Nolan said, "Who you got in the bullpen that's better than me? Get off my mound, okay?"
Yeah. That's old school right there.
Yeah, that's old school. We got Roger Clemens brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Roger, we were talking about, I feel so good for Mancini. A little redemption with the play at first and then the base hit for Verlander. Guys who, you know, weren't contributing. If you don't do anything for your team in that situation, you just don't feel great about it. But everybody in that locker room can feel great about themselves today.
Yeah, but it was a good little deal. I mean, when it was the pitching doing it, then we had just, it seemed like, seven of our hitters went cold and two guys came through in a big way. I mean, it was just like that, you know, next guy up, you know, situation. Then the games were tight and we did it with our leather. I mean, for example, the first inning last night, it helped Valdez settle down. He got that double play, which is excellent. And then, Pena's great play. It helped him settle down. He got, and then he got right back into a little bit of a jam in the second. And thank goodness Sosa's fly ball, you know, missed the Crawford box cutout. He thought when he hit that ball that was gone for sure, but Valdez looked great again. I mean, he got out of those jams. I think he had 5 Ks at one point in a row and retired 10 in a row. And other than the fastball, the bullet home run by Schwarzenegger, you know, the bullpen came in and did it again. I think our pitchers set a record for strikeouts again. So there was all kinds of stuff just piling up that way. Pena was just super consistent. You know, again, I love what he did at the plate, but I love it better when you have, for me and as a pitcher, when you got guys can flash some leather and make some great plays behind you, it really pumps you up.
Raj, it was, speaking of Fromber, it's amazing that every game, the first two innings, he is so fearless as it pertains to his willingness to just throw pitches that are going to be his pitches just to see, all right, let's see if he'll chase this. Let's see what the umpire zone is going to be. And it's not like he's in a fearful mode where he needs to get ahead first strikes. And every time I keep thinking, boy, he's going to get himself in trouble with this, and yet he doesn't. And I think that level of confidence, I don't know if you remember hearing about this. I think it was during pandemic when it came out, when he really turned it around. He started visiting a sports psychologist, and they got him right mentally. Can you talk about the mentality of when you finally figure out, okay, I'm in control of this. I'm not going to be afraid of certain situations. Because Fromber's not afraid of those situations at all.
Well, it's a focus problem. And so you always have to click that little focus meter, you know, that little focus dial, if you will, up a couple notches. And he looked like he was doing that. I mean, sometimes you can hear people in the stand. You can see the popcorn vendor, the beer guy behind home plate. You can let your mind wander a little bit out there. And that's just a focus thing that he's been able to really dial up and look great doing it. As a hitter, as an opposing hitter, you got to hunt the bottom of the baseball off him. As you notice, he got a couple nice ground balls because at the very last minute, when you're starting to engage that baseball, he's got enough, like just a little bit of cut coming off that, high velocity cutter or fastball. And, he got a couple crucial ground balls. The guys that hunted the bottom of the baseball, like Sosa, he got that ball out there pretty deep, and we're just fortunate, like I said, that it wasn't near the Crawford boxes. So, but again, just a great job. I mean, he did. Last night the top 5 hitters in the Phillies were 2 for 18. That's not going to get it done. And solo home runs don't hurt you. They're almost rally killers. So Yep. You got to stay. You got to stay right there.
Yep. Roger Clemens brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Here live with us, live at Cobos Q, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Raj, I mean, you saw the greatest reliever ever in Mariano Rivera. This is the greatest bullpen performance ever. 0.83 ERA this postseason. How unbelievable is that?
It's incredible, and it shows a little restraint from Dusty not to pull your starter either, because you have such good starting pitching. You if they do get in a little mess, you got the best bullpen. So, but he relied on his guys to eat 5-6 innings at times, and then go right to the matchups, and go right to his hottest hands out there. So, and we didn't even use 2 or 3 guys out there very much at all that have fantastic arms. So, it was just you're right. I mean, I obviously have the best closer in the history of the game coming in behind me. Anytime I could get Mariano within 4 outs, you know, I knew I was laboring or getting a little tired. If I could just start eating outs and not worry about the full inning, and the closer you can get to that bullpen, the better. And then, you saw it last night. Those guys came in 1-2-3, Neris, Abreu, and then Presley came in doing his thing. And, they were just super consistent. They felt really good in what role that they fell in. And, they embraced it, and it showed.
One of the things that's been amazing to me to watch about the Astros is, you know, condition to think, okay, as a pitcher, when you're watching pitchers, if they get you with this pitch a couple times, they're going to a second pitch, a different pitch to get you. And it seems like the Astros, they have a mentality and they have a game plan where they find the pitch that you're not good with, and they are – everyone on the staff is going to exploit that same pitch as much as possible. Did you find that to be the case? Is that unusual at all to basically say, this is the one you're not good at, so we're going to keep giving you this?
Normally when you get in the playoffs, high-pressure packed games, you watch a pitcher-catcher combination, and you watch the first 2 pitches. Usually they will tip their hand on how they're going to try and get you out. So they'll show you the 1 or 2 pitches early in the count, and then if it does get to 2-2, 3-2, we got a pretty good idea they're going right back to that, because they show their hand. Our guys were doing things a little bit differently. I mean, we went right to a very difficult breaking ball or cutter. Most of our starters all throw extremely hard. Also, all the guys do. Like I said, 3 things. You got velocity, you got movement, and you got location. Velocity is really the last thing that you need. You need location, and you need a little movement, and our guys have that. It's a luxury to have the 98 mile an hour fastball, but if you're a 92 guy, 93 guy, maybe, you still get it done with that, with your deception, with your mechanics. But again, that's kind of how when you're in a scouting meeting, that's kind of what you go through and how you're going to break a guy down.
Roger Clemens, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You talked about your team, those Yankees teams. They had an all-star at every position, but they paid them, Rog. This team has lost Charlie Morton, George Springer, Garrett Cole, Carlos Correa.
Michael Brantley to injury.
Michael Brantley to injury. Rog, and they've got 8 guys, major contributors, who aren't even – they didn't even hit arbitration yet. The emergence of Javier, the emergence of Hunter Brown, you could still fade if JV, Justin Verlander, is going to ask for a big contract, Raj. You might even be able to fade losing this guy and still be the best team in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it could happen. There's no doubt about it, just for the fact that they didn't have knee-jerk decisions and big trades where they, unloaded a bunch of our young, high prospects. The guys know that they can play probably in the big leagues, and give them a little time to be even to struggle early in the season and then get going. And then when somebody gives, for instance, I heard Dusty talk about Pena, and a couple guys, like Altuve, gave him the stamp of confidence that he's going to be great in the middle infield with him, and that he's going to be a good player for a long time. Once a young player hears that from another veteran player, it gives you that stamp of confidence. It makes you blossom, and everybody got to see it firsthand. It happened. I tell you what, it doesn't even matter if you're a veteran. I remember, I already had 2 or 3 Cy Youngs under my belt. I played with Yogi Berra out of the Bob Hope tournament, and Yogi grabbed me and said, "Hey, kid, you could pitch in our era." and you get a vote of confidence from somebody like Yogi Bear or Altuve passing that along to Pena right there, who's trying to fill in some pretty big shoes. It's a huge vote of confidence.
What about that? What about that surprising move by Kyle Schwarber in the eighth? Went two strikes to square to bunt and bunt out.
It seemed like they gave up, Raj.
That's what I thought, because the swings in the last inning was like, let's throw your pitch, I'm taking a swing, and we're going.
Well, obviously the bomb, the dead center field, really, really hit him in the chest. And then the tack-on run late by Vasquez, that was, that's always great to have. I could sit here all day with you, and I couldn't explain why he tried to bunt there. I have no idea what was going on there.
Boy, you want to talk about thank you. I mean, Kyle Schwarber, the one guy who's on it that you fear the most in that lineup, and you're going to bunt with two strikes?
Dead on. Dead on. Dead on.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much. As a pitcher, because he was the hottest bat. He was running into some good fastballs, too, so you're exactly right. Thank you very much.
All right, when the parade what time do these guys start drinking before the parade?
I'm sure some of them may have already.
They already started? Are you coming down here for the parade, or are you just going to watch on TV?
I'll be watching quite a bit of it.
Okay. All right.
I got the crew and the grand boys are running around, so it's going to be a fun week. And then I start doing the stuff for the Astros Foundation. We don't miss a beat. We're going to do some stuff for the Astros Foundation this week, and then I got to get out there and shake some hands and kiss some babies at this PGA event.
All right, you got your foundation. Okay, the Roger Clemens Foundation. You've got DebbieClemens.com. We really appreciate the Daspit Law Firm taking care of this and having you on, making donations to your foundation so that you can do all the work that you're doing, which is really, really great. And you're working for the Astros Foundation. That's good. That is great stuff too, Rog. So, man, we really appreciate it. I'll tell you, we have gotten so many compliments, so many people, such great feedback about you being on here with us that it's been great. It's been great for us. I hope you've enjoyed it. And we got us a title as well. How good is this?
It's awesome. There's no doubt about it. And I just say thank you to you guys for having me on. All the listeners, they know it's my hometown. I've been around there since high school and just some tremendous fans. And yes, my boys from Brand 47 will be sending some World Series product down, and Deb will put her sparkly stuff on it. So we're going to have some World Series gear if you want it to. So we're going to have fun with this and enjoy it while we can. And we're going to blink, and spring training will be here again.
That's right. No, go to DebbieClemens.com. Get her that Christmas present. She wants Astros gear, and Debbie will bling it up for him. So get to DebbieClemens.com and get your Astros gear. Get to the Roger Clemens Foundation, too, and Astros Foundation. Obviously, Roger's doing work with them, too. Hey, man, it has been great. Thanks so much for being with us this postseason. We really enjoyed it. Your insight has been great. Thanks again, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, there's Roger Clemens right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm.
Yeah, go to Daspit Law, DASPIT Law.com. John had he had his first child, game one of the World Series. He was set to go. Don't make that mistake.
Whoa.
Stay with the baby. Stay with the mom. That's what he did.
You
but
can
guess
always
where he was?
Have another baby. You but, can't have another game one 2022.
Well, I mean, that is fair, too.
Yep.
I didn't want to tell him because I don't want to be the one to get in trouble there. But and then I saw his tickets for game seven, and I was like, I guess we're all taken care of since that's where he was.
Oh, my goodness.
Since that's where he was watching the game
pretty
from.
Good.
Yeah, he was doing pretty good for game seven. So Daspit Law, you know why he's doing pretty good? Because he's great at what he does. He will get you great settlements. If you've been hurt in an accident, it's not your doing. It's someone else's negligence. This is the guy who helps so many people with refinery blasts and things like that in the ship channel. Make sure that you call my guy, John Daspit, at DaspitLaw.com. It's DASPIT Law.com.
And if you don't have hair, you need hair, Dre, you should listen up, Dr. Dre. Okay? That's all I'm saying. You and Jackie, all you need is my man, Doc Linville, okay? 975hair. You got too much hair.
Ooh,
you
he's
don't,
got hair.
You don't need
That's
Doc Linville.
That's not a problem. That's
Raul,
not a problem,
all right?
Raul.
But my man Dr. Dre over there does. He needs a little.
That's his look.
That's it. Well,
that's his look, though.
I know that's his look. You know what? Look better with with some hair. Okay, that's what it looked like. It looked better with hair. Everybody looks better with hair. Can't have a super. You can't be a superhero if you're bald. You need hair. Okay, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Let the NeoGraft process take its place and do its work for you. 7-8 months later, and you've got beautiful hair. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com, get a free evaluation with Doc Linville. He's one of the leading hair, it's not replacement, it's hair moving specialists in the city of Houston. They take it from the side and the back, and they put it on the top of your head, and you are going to have hair again. She'll love it. You'll love it. 975hair.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.